This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, you're welcome to our program For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. We are focusing on the concept of keeping secrets. Of course, secrets are very important to every individual, and they are also a part of every individual's asset. Okay, it is necessary basically to safeguard our secrets and not to reveal them to anyone. But unfortunately, there are people who reveal their secrets and other people's secrets to other people. Now, there are also reasons why people share their secrets. People share secrets to others to let them feel they trust them, that they are important, and that they recognize them as their close friends. These are some of the reasons why some people disclose their secrets. In addition, of course, people share secrets to strengthen the bond, to make the relationship tighter and closer and stronger, okay? Just to actually to give an impression that he is sharing his secrets because he trusts him, because he accepts him. And these are the message he communicates to other people indirectly, not directly, of course. And also, some people share their secrets to unload the burden, to have someone to talk to, you know. They feel some kind of pressure to reveal their secrets. That's a pity. And you do find people who they cannot control themselves, they cannot control their tongue, and they feel the urge to disclose not only their secrets, but also other people's secrets. And they want sometimes to take other people by surprise. Those are some of the reasons why some people disclose their secrets. From the commander of faithful Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, صدر العاقل صندوق سره والبشاشة حبالة المودة والاحتمال قبر العيوب. The bosom of the wise is the safe of his secrets. Cheerfulness is the bond of friendship. Effective forbearance is the grave of shortcomings. Now, this saying of the Commander of Faithful is saying number 6, which you can find in Nahj al-Balagha and the Hikmah part, of course. It's very important to remember that sharing secrets may backfire. Your shared secrets today may not be safe tomorrow. A secret shared or disclosed is an arrow shot. Remember, it is an arrow shot. As long as you have the arrow in your hand, you can control it. But when it is shot, then it goes out of your control. It's no longer in your control. So that's why Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, Sirruka asiruk, wa in afshaytahu sirta asira. Ghurar al-Hakam, volume 1, page 437. Sirruka asiruk. Your secrets are your captive. Okay? It is your captive. It is in your control. You can control it. You can keep it. And you can keep it hidden from other people. وَإِنْ أَفْشَيْتَهُ If you disclose your secret, سِرْتَ أَسِيرَهُ Then you become its captive. It's not the secret that is your captive. And then you are your secret's captive. So how important and how, you know, relevant this hadith is when it comes to our life and to the day-to-day activities, the people we come across, and how people disclose their secrets, thinking that they are still in control of their affairs, but that is not the case. Your secrets are your captive. When you reveal your secrets to other people, you become its captive. It's not the secret then that is your captive.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Just as I mentioned Imam Ali's saying, Sadrul Aqil is Sunduqu Sirrih, the chest and the bosom of a wise person is the safe of a person's secret. So that means every individual has to hide his secrets. He should not disclose it to anyone, to his father, to his mother, to his wife, and to his children. It's very important. Because once you reveal your secret to other people, then you are no longer in control of your secret. Your secrets will spiral out of your control. Then it will circulate among your friends, among your close relatives, among other people, and you will lose your trust and you will lose your status as an individual in society, because you want to live in the society. You are a social being, okay? A social being has to interact with other people, okay? He has to have give and take relationship with other people. So he cannot live a prosperous and a happy life, and he cannot achieve other people's secrets, and he cannot gain other people's trust if he discloses his secrets and his history. The religion of Islam actually lays great emphasis on keeping our secrets and not sharing them with others. Whenever there is a secret that is very difficult for you to keep, you should speak your heart out to God only. If there is one such secret, whenever there is a secret that is very difficult for you to keep, you should speak your heart out to God only. Because God knows your secret. Even if you hide it, God knows. He knows the invisible. He knows what is in your heart. And communicating with Allah, revealing your secrets to God is good. And of course, there is no problem in it, obviously. So you can tell God whatever you would like to. He is the one who hides the secrets and covers meanness, because he is Sattarul Ayub. God is Sattarul Ayub, which means that God actually hides the secrets, the defects, the flaws that you have. And Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, the chest and the heart of a wise man is the safe of his secrets. Why should we keep our secrets to ourselves? Of course, there are people, men and women, just as I said in the previous episode, who have lots of secrets in their lives. They have done something in the past, done some mistakes in the past. Let me conclude this part of the episode by just narrating a story of a wise man who, after a very long time, met his friend. While they were both chatting, his friend said, "Do you know so-and-so, name of a person?" He mentioned the name of a person whom you always considered as your best friend. "So do you know so-and-so, whom you consider as the best friend?" And then he has been speaking ill about you to others, and so and so. So the wise man neither considered this information useful nor was impressed by this conveyor. He just looked at his friend and said, "You have committed three acts of evil and treachery. Firstly, you have displeased my heart against a brother in faith. Secondly, you have unduly diverted my heart and made it occupied with something unpleasant. And thirdly, you have lowered yourself in my eyes and proved wicked by exposing others. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh."
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
All I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all
I need.
And I know that you see how much you need. You need to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all
I can be,
and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.